Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. He's not Rob. I'm not bad. Is he from Salam? I feel like Shannon Sharp calling Stephen A. Skip Bayless.
Man,
my bad.
That's so funny. Skip. My man.
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Brandon Seiler, former NFL linebacker, author of Definition of a Leader, will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk some NFL. But let's start with college football, Ephraim, and I don't have to tell you the story that it is obviously the biggest story in college football.
Well, Alabama's woes,
right?
Quarterback.
That would have been in a normal year, right? This might be the biggest story in sports, to be honest. But Colorado, Deion Sanders, what he's done there, they're 3-0. And I feel like people are viewing this weekend's game. They're ranked 19th, Colorado. They play 10th ranked Oregon in Eugene, Oregon on Saturday. And I feel like people are looking at this as like their first test. You know, people are belittling TCU now. And I don't know if that's fair or not. TCU was ranked 19th. They had been to the championship game a year ago, so people gave them a lot of props, even though they had lost a lot of players. And Colorado beat them pretty good. And then won their next two games. Now, TCU has gone on to win their next two games. So maybe they are a legitimate top 25 team. But people seem to be belittling that now and saying, okay, let's see what Colorado does against Oregon. And look, I respect Oregon. They are legitimate. It's become a top program. But Ephraim Salam, I'm picking the Buffaloes. I'm picking the Buffaloes. I'm going to tell you why. Oregon, yeah, they destroyed Hawaii and I think put up 81 points against Portland State. All right. They played Texas Tech, which is a legitimate Power 5 conference team, and struggled. Was down. They were down with less than 2 minutes left. Got the game-winning field goal and then picked off a pass as Texas Tech was trying desperately to, you know, get the win and scored. So they didn't look great in their only remote test this year. I get it. People are going to say that about Colorado against Colorado State. That's fair. I think Colorado's players, I don't think they took Colorado State lightly. because they, you know, they didn't after all the yapping that was going on. But Ephraim, I think they thought they were just going to walk out there and destroy them. And next thing you know, they find out, man, these boys came to play. We in a game. And they had to squeak it out. But I think that I'm going out on a limb because Colorado's 21-point underdogs. But I think they can get this win, Ephraim. And obviously, I hope they do just for the story. Yeah, I like Deion Sanders, but for the story, I mean, this has been exciting. This has been fun. And that would really set up a great game with USC the following Saturday. So, yo, so do you think I'm tripping by saying Colorado is going to win this game?
So when you look at things like this, the Ephraim in me, right?
As opposed to the objective
analyst.
Okay.
The Ephraim in me wants to suit up and go and play for Deion right now on the offensive line.
Well, you need to help him recruit some offensive linemen. Trust me,
he's recruiting right now without even calling anybody. Everything he's doing is recruiting. And that's the power of Deion Sanders. That's why I believe he's changed college, the landscape of college football, for the first time in 20 years. Mm. The Ephraim in me is 100% with you. Let's ride out. The more Deion wins, the more we win.
Yes, right.
Right? And I say that's we right. because I'm talking about the culture. I'm talking about athletes. I'm talking about it all.
Right.
Right? Because I consider myself a confident black man. You consider yourself a confident black man.
Yes.
Although sometimes you look a little Puerto Rican. I can pass for a lot of different things.
I've been mistaken for a lot, man.
You know, so. But when you walk in life like that, that scares people.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. You mean no harm. I'm living in my light.
Right.
And a lot of times when you live in your light, that blinds people to who you are. Case in point, I'm going to tell you a little story. I got a good friend of mine, really good friend. And he texts me like, oh, my God, Deion Sanders is trash. So I'm like, what?
Wow.
I said, what? He was like, he's all hype. I said,
was this before the season?
This was during the Colorado State game.
Okay. So it looked like they might lose.
He's all hype, no substance. I said, maybe we're not looking at the same Deion Sanders, but okay. Why would you say that? Because he is. Right? I mean, it's all talk. Look at me. And I was like, well, I don't get that from what he's doing.
Right.
You know, from what I understand, he took over one of the worst programs, undoubtedly the worst program in any Power Five conference, but one of the worst programs in all of Division I college football. He had tremendous turnover in the tune of 53 new transfer players, three holdover starters from last year. He's ranked in the top 25 in the nation and is about to be 3-0. So to me, I don't understand. When you say hype, what do you mean? So then a couple days later, we had...
So he never gave a reason.
Well, we had breakfast, and I was like, "Okay, so why don't you like Deion Sanders?" Oh, I've never liked Deion Sanders. He's all hype. I said, "He's not that." He said, "He's not good." I said, "Not good at what?" And he was just like, "You know, even as a player, you know, he was all hype." And I said, "Do you know that Deion Sanders is considered the greatest cornerback to ever play in the National Football League?" No. I said, well, who is? Dale Green. I said, ask Dale Green who the best cornerback is. Ask him who the best cornerback is. He probably will say Deion Sanders. I said, Deion Sanders changed defenses. I said, remember they used to huddle and Deion used to be standing over there? Cornerbacks didn't used to flip sides.
Right.
Cornerbacks didn't used to flip sides. They had a side of the field. Deion Sanders follow anybody you want around that whole field. He allowed defensive coordinators. So I'm running off all of this stuff, all this. He reminds me of like a Bosworth. I said, what?
This dude's just hate.
So now I'm like, okay, well, what's going on here, man? Let me try to get to the bottom of this. I say all that to say Deion is scaring people because now he has the ability. He doesn't even have to compete with NIL money. Because if I'm a father and Deion Sanders is sitting in my living room telling me, send me your boy, I'm going to send you back a man. If I'm a mom and I'm worried about my baby and the influences they're going to have in this critical part of their life.
Look, let me say this, because it's interesting you brought that up, because we're going to get into some of this in the next segment. But to say that I don't care if they get beat 74-6 on Saturday. I don't care if they don't win another game this season. You can't say Deion Sanders is all style and no substance. You just can't. I mean,
not unless you don't like him, for whatever reason you don't like him.
Right, because, yes, he does talk. He is style, all that. But everything he said about being as a football player, he backed up.
Yes.
Ephraim, everything he said about a baseball player. This dude hit over 500 in the World Series.
It's crazy.
I do think, we'll never know. I think with what he showed us in
Hall of
the
Fame.
Halftime he played baseball. Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
If he had focused on baseball, he'd have been a Hall of Fame.
Easy. That's a no-brainer right there, right, so to speak.
The dude was, for the time he put in, he was great. And he is arguably Ephraim. I mean, you know, people have different, just like we talked about Tom Brady, some saying he's the best football player. People have different definitions, right? But, and they're going to, generally, if you say who's the best athlete ever, you get Ali, you get Michael Jordan, some might say
Jim
LeBron. Jim Brown, right. Most people are going to say excellence in their sport. But if you just look at who is the greatest athlete ever, you can make an argument, right?
Easy, yes.
You make an argument for Deion Sanders. Yeah, so,
and he can hoop. And he can play basketball.
Yeah, I heard in high school he was crazy. So I hear you. I mean, so you can't say he's not substance.
Right.
You just can't say that.
It was something else behind that.
Which
we have to unpack in our friendship, right? Like, I need some answers,
bro. There's more.
Because you sounding real rhetoric-y right now.
Yeah,
I need to get some information a little bit later.
No doubt.
To answer your question, the analyst part of me is saying, look, Oregon's number two offense in the country. They really put up points. Now, this is the first test for Colorado that they're going against a legitimate pro prospect quarterback.
Right.
And you know, because that's what Colorado has been doing to people. Because Shedeur is a high pro prospect quarterback. This will be their first test as a defense, which has not been good at all.
Right. It's going to be a shootout.
So the same can be said for Oregon and their defense. But what I will say is I don't think either way, if Oregon does win, it won't be a blowout. I think it's going to be a highly contested game offensive skill-wise. Now, not having Hunter, that really hurts on both sides of the ball. You can't take your best player off the field and expect to still go out there and do things you did with him. So to me, as an analyst, that's what brings me pause. But as Ephraim Salam, I'm rolling with the Buffaloes.
And I think they'll miss Hunter more. He's a great player both ways, but they're going to miss him more on defense.
That's where they needed him.
They still got some great receivers and Dylan Edwards in the backfield, dual threat running back. But we're going to dig a little more into what you were saying, because Deion is getting hate. Everybody's focused on, the ratings, and he's on all these shows, Undisputed, and Taylor Rooks, and all these shows are interviewing him, and the NIL money he's bringing to Colorado, all that. But he's also getting some hate. We're going to focus on, talk about that next. It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Oh, look at DJ Alex Teicher deep in the crates.
I'm dusty.
This is some 1980s B-side stuff, but I'm with it. I'm here for it. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned is doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. Ephraim out there grooving. Not bad for an old lineman, you know. All right, Ephraim, you alluded to it. We're going to bring Rob G in because, again, a lot of people, not everybody, but I kind of been focused on the positive that, you know, people are saying about Deion Sanders. But Rob G, there's a lot of negative out there too. If you follow, you know, the social media and look in the comments as people talk about Deion and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Just one quick view here on one ESPN posting promoting the game tomorrow. Overrated AF, 114 total defense, 90th in scoring, listing all the stats, right? Deion has done a great job quickly turning around a team that's been very bad recently, but the relentless push to make it more feels off. You have even reputable people like former NFL scout Daniel Kelly, friend of the show. Shedeur Sanders is a sixth-round prospect. That's what his words. That people are getting pushed to a first round. There's definitely seems to be a little bit of a Linsanity type movement here where half of the people are rooting for him. The other half are rooting for the downfall.
Well, I think it's just what you said, Ephraim. People are threatened. And look, as you know this, you're a former professional athlete, but I'm sure you know, it's not like there's a bunch of Deion Sanders out there. Right, it's not like just go hire the next great athlete and let him do what Deion's. Nah, Deion's different, right? But what he is doing, so I don't think you're just gonna go get a bunch of athletes. A lot might not even want to do it. He puts in work, Ephraim. That's the thing. He puts in work, And he's an old school coach at the end of the day as far as what he demands of his team, how hard he works his players and things like that. He's new school in terms of, you know, his personality and his charisma and his swag. But I think that's what he's doing is he's changing the game in terms of like culturally, like even Jay Norvell, who's African-American. Most African-American college coaches, Ephraim, act more like Jay Norvell. Right. And so Deion, that's the thing. All black people aren't the same. You know, they're different types and all that, just like every other race of people. But Deion is bringing in that swag, that cool factor, all of that, that let's just, and it's not just the cool factor, it's the fact that he also was such a great player. Mm-hmm. He could be cool all you want. If he couldn't play or had not been an NFL player and all that, wasn't accomplished, it wouldn't matter. But the fact that he has that, Ephraim, I think it's just a different style, right? And he didn't, yes, he's worked hard. He went to Jackson State. He put in work before that. But he's come in kind of differently. He hasn't been 10 years, you know, on different staff, start at a, you know, Division I AA school, then move up to a defensive backs coach at a D1 program. You know, he hadn't done all that. And so I think all of that is what threatens people.
Yeah, there's no singular path to greatness. There's no singular path to success. So the fact that Deion Sanders didn't go be a scout and then a quality control coach and then a special teams guy because he was a great punt returner.
Right.
And then worked his way up through the staff. Now, Deion Sanders has been a leader his whole life. So to ask a leader to stop leading and start following is a very difficult task when that leader has had ultimate success in his profession and in his life.
Right, right.
People don't want to hear that because everybody isn't leaders. So so there's a standard that's set that they follow. Now you can
become a leader.
You can develop leadership qualities.
Right.
Right? But who's to say you have to take that path in order to be successful at that job? Case in point, I've been a television writer for almost 6 years now. I did not go to school for writing. I didn't get into the business by being a PA, by being a writer's assistant, a showrunner assistant. I didn't take those steps.
Right.
I got an opportunity to come in as a staff writer. And with that opportunity, I showed everybody in the room that I knew what I was doing, that I could take it and go. And from there, I built out my career that put me 5 years ahead of anyone normally going through that. Does that make me any less of a writer?
Right, right. And you've written great stuff. And your latest that I've seen, at least, right? Your latest
Absolutely.
Is Bel Air.
And hopefully they're finishing up these talks right now and right. We get some good news.
Because I'm enjoying it. I watched both seasons of Bel Air,
the remake
of The Freshman. Nah, real talk. Y'all did a great job with
Thank
that.
Thank you,
real
man.
Talk.
I appreciate that.
But I think you brought up the point of there's not one way to success.
No.
But see, as you know, in college football and even probably college sports, we could say, they when you talk about coaching, they have painted it like it's one
of
way.
Of course.
And because
they control that way.
Yes, and that's a way to lock people out.
They control
and
that way.
Sports has been a way that African Americans and others have been able to get in. Deion's greatness as an athlete allowed him an opportunity. I'm not sure if it was with you, but I'm willing to bet maybe the fact that you were a professional athlete
100%.
Got you in the door, right?
Yeah, man.
But you always had the ability. And that's the thing. We've been cutting off, not we, but, you know, people have been cut off who have great ability because of the good old boys network and all these other things. And Deion is a threat to that. And that's why I think people are hating on him. We got Brandon Seiler, a former NFL linebacker, around the corner. But first, here's Steve DeSager.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple. Chris Broussard, Ephraim Salaam is in for Rob Parker. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a former NFL linebacker, spent 5 years in the National Football League. Also the author of the book Definition of a Leader and one of the stars in the documentary called Untold Swamp Kings. Is streaming now on Netflix. You got to check it out. It's a docuseries that explores how the legendarily ruthless football coach Urban Meyer turned the 2000s era Gators of Florida into a ferocious winning machine. We welcome in Brandon Seiler. Brandon, how you doing?
How you doing, Chris? How you doing, man?
I'm good. We got Ephraim Salaam in, a former NFL player like yourself. He's joining me.
What's up,
and,
Brandon?
We're looking forward to this, man. Now, tell us about the documentary. You obviously were a teammate with Tim Tebow. And tell us how, tell us about the doc and how it came about and everything.
I mean, they pretty much reached out to us and approached us a while back about doing a doc. And my main thing was that, you know, our stories got told and got told in a positive light, because, you know, the reason that you do a documentary on our team and the teams of those years is because of all the great things that we did, right? You know, it looked like we was going to win one every year, you know?
Right.
So I thought that was important to me. That's why, you know, when they approached us with it, we all kind of came together, had our reluctancies, but I was like, you know what, man, look, they're going to tell this thing anyway, so we might as well go ahead and participate and make sure that they have, you know, they have a story right.
Brandon, first, let me tell you, it was amazing, okay?
Thanks,
it was amazing to see.
And Ephraim's a writer, so yeah,
I couldn't stop watching it. And, you know, because, of course, you're a fan. I watched from the outside during that time. I was in the league, but watching, you know, the program and Tim Tebow and you guys compete every week. Let me ask you this question on a business side of it. Did they allow you guys to partner in it and have ownership in it?
They did. As far as the business of it, and that was the thing that a lot of players – you know, kind of were reluctant about, right? And I saw it from a different aspect, right? I own 11 businesses, right? I've made myself into a millionaire entrepreneur outside of football, right? So my importance was looking at this opportunity and saying, look, our story is about to get told, and I want to make sure that we do it efficiently. I want to make sure that they do it right, right? We know all of the other things and all of the other ways that they could have told this story, and I wanted to make sure that we get it right. You know what I'm saying? So for me, it had more of an importance from the standpoint of our legacy and what we had done at the time than it did as a financial decision. And we all know what type of exposure and structure that was going to provide for us on something that we did 17 years ago. So if you a business person, if you think from a business aspect, you understand all of the ways that you can capitalize off of that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. But me being in the entertainment business, I've been in this for 18 years. You know, we've been producing films. Even when I was playing, we had a film company. I just know how they don't like us to have ownership. They will love to tell our stories, but they don't want us to own our stories. Right. So that's always been our push to have ownership. But I understand exactly what you're talking about in terms of what the light that shined on you, especially because you have your hands in other things that are just going to profit immensely from the notoriety. Because you, let's get real, you were the star of the show. you know, you stole the show with your candor, your, you know, your reflection, and just your overall demeanor. So, you know, I understand that aspect exactly.
And I don't think that, that's over. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that that brought a light and a sunshine on the things that we did and the characters that we were, right? And it's on us now to get together to take advantage of the opportunity that we have because of the spotlight that shined on us.
Absolutely. So, get them brothers together, man. Lead them. Lead them.
Now, Brandon, we talked about, you know, how strong of a leader and hard driving that Urban Meyer was. Tell us about what your relationship was like with him as a player. And even now, like, do you still have a relationship with him? And were you surprised that it obviously didn't work out well at all for him in the NFL when he's had so much success at the college level?
Listen, okay, so that's a loaded question, right? That's a loaded question. So the first thing that I address is we still have a great relationship. I was on his boat about a month ago just hanging out and kicking it and catching up, right? So we still have a good relationship. Our relationship back then spun off of the story that you heard about my mom coming there and telling them off and all of that stuff. So Urban really came to me, like, once he had that experience with my parents, he came to me like, look, this dude is the logical one. He is the one that I'm going to not – I can't come with no bull, but if I come correct, he's the one that's going to logically think things out and then get me a resolve. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we had an instance where the offense was – you know, at the end of practice, like, one team won. Defense or offense won, right? And we already know, like, our defense was great and our offense was coming along at the time. So he put the ball at the one and said, it's first and one from the one. I'm like, man, listen, the loser got to run and it's first down from the one. I said, nah, we ain't doing that. We straight. So I took my helmet off, threw it on the ground, said, I ain't doing it. Everybody else, they threw their helmet down. We ain't doing it. So he had to call me over, talk to me personally, and say, hey, listen, you got to build confidence. We got to do what we're supposed to do because y'all can't be out there 100% of the time. And that was the type of relationship that we had, right? Like, you know that you can – if you present me something logically in the way that it's supposed to, I'll go take that back to the troops and get everybody else to buy in that kind of manner. You know what I'm saying? And then about the Jacksonville thing, I told him it wasn't going to work. I told him it wasn't going to work. I said, yeah, I told him. I've been told him that. I said, listen, the philosophies that we strive by, that we lived by, it just doesn't work for NFL players, right? Because Urban made us into a family, right? And he gave us these kind of philosophies where – yeah, it's all three of us, right? And we're going to run through a wall. And if all of us run through that wall at 100%, we're going to knock that wall down, and on the other side is going to be a championship trophy. We all going to get paid. It's going to be money over there. But if one person doubt that the other person is not going to run at 100%, and he goes at 70% because he doubts that you're going to go at 100%, everybody that ran at 100% will break their neck when they hit the wall. Think about that concept of how you have to trust the man next to you to be like that. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So in the NFL, if you told me to go run through that wall and trust these other cats, I'd say, man, listen, I'm making $12 million a year for my family. I ain't running through no wall. You run through the wall. I'm straight on that.
Hey, he should have listened.
He should have listened. Yeah, he did. Because that was
Brandon.
That was terrible.
Yeah, that was bad. That is Brandon Seiler, former NFL linebacker. Check out the docuseries, Untold Swamp Kings, as Ephraim Salam said, is fantastic. Also check out his book, Definition of a Leader. Brandon, great stuff, man. We'll get you on again to talk some NFL stuff, what's going on now around the league.
Yeah, for sure, man. Thank both of y'all.
Of course, man.
Appreciate
you, brother. Keep doing your thing, man. Keep doing your thing.
Yep, thank you. All right, more Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Ephraim, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Let's wrap up hour number two here, Ephraim. We saw last night Daniel Jones struggle once again. And look, in fairness, I will say this. He has faced two of the best, maybe the two best defenses in the NFL in three of his games. And his team has been banged up. So, you know, you wonder how much of a real chance did he have to do anything. But I look, and this is not a second guess. I thought that what the Giants should have done with him was franchising, because I don't think he proved enough yet in his previous seasons that he is a franchise quarterback. And so you put the franchise tag on him, you give him one more year to prove it and decide, do you want to pay him $40+ million? Instead, they gave him a 4-year, $160 million deal. I think $80 million is guaranteed. So the question I want to throw at you is, have you seen enough? I feel like they made a mistake. Not saying he can't be a starting quarterback, but it ain't definitive yet. And that's why I think they made a mistake. Do you think they made a mistake in giving him all that money and kind of locking him up?
I do, especially when you look at what was on the table, the two options you had, right? Option one was the heart and soul and best player on your team, especially right, offensively, in Saquon Barkley. And option two was a quarterback who was a high-round draft pick who had shown 1 year under Brian Daboll to be an adequate quarterback.
Right.
Not a superstar quarterback, not a game-changing quarterback or a franchise-changing quarterback. An adequate quarterback, given how dominant Saquon was. So when you're faced with those type of problems, and you can say what you want about the running back market and, oh, it's a quarterback's league, so you got to put the money right where the money is. And that's when, as an owner and as a GM, I'm looking at my team about what we need to do to compete and to get better, not what the league is doing or what other teams are doing. Because the Chargers don't want to pay Austin Eckler, that has nothing to do with us. because the Raiders don't want to play Jacobs. That has nothing to do with us. And none of those guys to us brings the value to the team as a Saquon Barkley. So I'm going to pay Saquon, and I'm going to franchise tag Daniel Jones.
And they, of course, reversed it.
And if he has a better year than he had last year, then we'll talk about it. But we got another tag for him.
Right.
Similar to the way Kirk Cousins had to keep going, correct? And now when you're looking at it, it's like, oh, they don't have a shot. This dude, this is not good. It's not good. What the Giants did, they're locked into him. So he's their guy. No matter what happens, he's their guy. You take Saquon out of that ball game, it's a different offense. But the biggest problem to me is the guys in the locker room. Everything I'm saying, they know. Everything I'm saying, they know. They know who the leader is on that team.
Does that hurt? I'm sure they're pulling for him, but that's got to make it tougher for him to lead because. And I don't blame guys for not fully believing in him. Doesn't mean they don't like him. Doesn't mean they don't think he might have some potential. But, right? Like, how can they be all locked in on him?
Yeah, it's a situation where the guys in the locker room know who the heart and soul is on the team. If Daniel Jones, you know, God forbid, was hurt and Saquon was healthy, whoever their backup is, they'd feel confident going into a game. You take Saquon out of that offense and you get what you get. And I think, you know, that bothered a lot of those guys. Now, if Daniel Jones came out and he was on fire, he's throwing for 350 yards and 12 touchdowns, he earned the money. But that's not what we're seeing. We're right. Seeing someone who's overmatched, who seems sometimes to have the deer in the headlight gaze, and it's the game seems to be moving too fast for him.
No, look, it's hard to argue all that. Again, if you want to give him the benefit of the doubt and say they face some tough teams, heck, they got Seattle and Miami and Buffalo and Washington next. So it ain't going to get no easier.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.